Our next guest is an investigative reporter with Four Corners, Jeff Thompson. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, I know tonight you've got a new show that a new article on your program that tries to look into halal certification. How prevalent is it in Australia?
Oh, halal certification is big in Australia at the moment. For instance, we've managed to establish that at least 80% of the chicken processed in Australia comes from halal certified plants, and less than 5% of that chicken is exported. So, you know, most of us, if we're eating the chicken that's come from a halal certified plant, and a lot of products in the supermarket too, your Vegemite, your Weet-Bix, Kellogg's and others, Cadbury's, they're all halal certified as well.
That's interesting, because I mean, so you're suggesting that they're doing it mainly for domestic consumers. Now, my understanding is that only 3 or 4% of Australia's consumers are Islamic. Why do so many products need to be halal?
The reason that's put to us is that it's the economies of scale, that it's just cheaper and simpler to halal certify everything so that the 700,000 odd Muslims in Australia are happy, and that the export markets are happy as well, and hope that the rest of Australian consumers simply don't care. And I think it's probably true to say that most Australian consumers don't care, but clearly some do care, and that's what we've seen a lot of noise around lately.
Have you been able to establish roughly how much halal certification costs the average consumer?
Not like a figure, it depends what you buy and how much you buy, but I can give you a sort of example. With Vegemite, for instance, they produce 20 million jars of Vegemite a year. So in order for a consumer to pay $1 to a halal certifier, they'd have to consume 2,000 jars of Vegemite.
So it's only what's that, 0.2 of a cent per...
No, 0.05
of a percent. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah, it's fractional. But having said that, there's the biggest red meat processor in Australia, JBS, it pays $2.4 million a year for halal certification. In 2014, that's what it paid. So it's not an insignificant cost when you add it up across the board, but to the average consumer, they're really bearing any of that cost at all. In fact, there's an argument that the products might be cheaper because they're accessing export markets, so the whole production line overall gets its cost down.
Okay, now I have looked at this myself, but I've not been able to go into the same depth that you obviously have. Okay, so the money, if you had to look at the total cost of halal certification, it's obviously is it the tens of millions of dollars across Australia?
It may well be. If you look at a particular certifier, the ones we have looked at, their income from halal certification is between sort of around 900,000 to 1.5 million.
But there's quite a few certifiers.
There are.
Okay, so do we know what happens with that money?
Well, we do, not all of it. Some are sort of privately run businesses, so it really goes into their own profits, and some of those businesses are generous towards certain Islamic charities. For some of the bigger Islamic organisations like the Islamic Coordinating Council of Victoria and the Australian Federation of Islamic Councils in mostly based in New South Wales, they pour that money into their general revenue, and it goes to the other Muslim communities that they service. So it goes into funding schools, it goes into helping out mosques and establishing, supporting mosques around the country. And we found with the Victorian one that they're also giving some of that money to a mosque and orphanage development in Java, which we in Indonesia, which we travelled to tonight.
Okay, now I get a lot of emails from people claiming that the costs of, or the money raised from halal certification goes to fund terrorism. Did you find any evidence of that?
No, we didn't. Overseas, there are examples such as in 1996, the CIA said that a particular charity was probably a fundraiser for Hamas, the Palestinian organisation. In 2008, Israel said the same thing. Now, those charities have been contributed to by certain halal certifiers. Now, Hamas in Australia is not a prescribed terrorist organisation, so that's one issue. In terms of halal certification in Australia, the Australian Crime Commission, AUSTRAC and ASIO all say there is no evidence, they're not aware of any evidence of any direct links between halal certifiers and terrorists, funding terrorism.
Well, watch it with interest. Jeff Thompson, thank you for your time.